Hello, I'm Taya Kennard, and I am here today to tell you about a campaign that we've developed for the U.S. Department of the Navy to encourage responsible drinking among sailors. I am not Christina Cook, however, Christina Cook is here in the front row and is my colleague who has been really the brains behind this campaign and will also be available to answer any questions afterwards. But she was kind enough to let me speak with you all today. We don't have any financial relationships to disclose. So as background to this issue, within the U.S. Navy, studies found that binge drinking had been reduced slightly, but was still pretty high as of 2011, with 40% of sailors engaging in that behavior. Additionally, they found that this was happening across the entire Navy. It was leading to some severe consequences in terms of the behavior that was impacting both the service members' home life and their service and their ability to serve their country and provide the services that they were joining the Navy to provide. So the Navy Inspector General had previously launched a campaign called the Right Spirit Campaign, and that was launched in 1995. However, it really was not having an impact, and in 2006, the Inspector General did a report that showed that it really was not an effective campaign and needed to be redeveloped. So that's where we were brought in. And we work for Booz Allen Hamilton, a consulting firm. We were engaged by the Navy through a contract to provide the support around this new campaign. So as an initial review of literature that we conducted around this issue, we found that there really were not a lot of campaigns that were focused on preventing the abuse compared to looking, advocating for abstinence. So essentially, a lot of the current campaigns, such as the Right Spirit campaign, were encouraging service members to not drink at all, which was really not a realistic thing for our target audience. So we wanted to look more at encouraging responsible drinking behavior. We also found in our literature review that this audience, which was mostly young men ages 18 to 24, they really were visual people. No big surprise. I think we know that most people of that age group are. And they preferred some online mediums as opposed to the multimedia, versus offline mediums, which the previous campaign had focused on. Additionally, smartphones, which we know this audience all has, were really underutilized as well, but had shown some real promise in this type of health intervention. And we also looked at the socio-ecological approach as one that could be effective with this group because there are so many different groups that influence them, both within the Navy and the structure of the Navy, and then beyond in the community partnerships and the communities that these service members were a part of. So to go a little bit more into the socio-ecological model that we focused on, as you can see, the enlisted 18 to 24-year-old sailors were at the middle. They're really who we're trying to reach. There's a lot of interpersonal relationships that are important to them within the command, so their commanding officer, and then the whole hierarchy of the Navy of which they're a part. The community within their fleet, which is also a pretty tight group of which they interact with on a daily basis. And then the Navy itself, which is a self-identifier for many of these young men, and the public policy beyond that. So that was really where we looked at how the community partners could be engaged in some of the policies that influence their behavior. We also focused the campaign through the health communications model, which was developed by the National Cancer Institute. We were very fortunate that when the Navy looked at redeveloping this campaign and engaged us to do so, they gave us some time to really do the planning and the strategy, which is unique with a lot of contracts and programs like this, that often we have government organizations that don't have the funding or don't have the knowledge of how the process should ideally work, and they just want us to put something out there right away, make it. And there's not really any research or strategy that leads to that implementation. So in this case, we were actually given a full year to do the initial research, which really formed the essence of the campaign. And I'll go a little bit more into that research in a moment. We then did some testing around the concepts that we developed and honed them and picked some different things that we really hadn't initially thought of based on feedback from the service members themselves. Then, of course, the implementation, which we're now in the third year of implementation. And along the way, we've been assessing the effectiveness of the campaign and making refinements. So we've done some annual evaluation that I will also touch on in a moment. So as our initial research and testing, I mentioned the literature review, which formed the initial basis for the campaign. We then looked at the materials that already existed, conducted a media report. We conducted 396 sailor intercept interviews, which took place at locations such as the McDonald's near the base, any place where we could really find large groups of this target audience. And we also interviewed 17 of the alcohol and drug control officers. So they're really responsible for implementing these educational efforts on the bases. So our three initial concepts that we tested with this group were don't go overboard, it's not worth it, drink responsibly, and keep what you've earned. We conducted 16 focus groups to test the reactions to each of these campaign concepts. And the winner was drink responsibly, keep what you've earned. And essentially what we heard from the service members themselves was that their biggest deterrent for potentially being caught for drinking and having an alcohol-related offense was that they would lose their job. And it was a very short-term consequence that really resonated with them. And so keeping what you've earned touched on that and kind of drilled home that short-term consequence. We also found through our formative research that they say that they drink primarily because of stress. There are a lot of moves. Obviously, they have to make changes if they're deployed and whatnot, family changes. They also said that, as I mentioned, the Navy discipline is the most serious consequence of alcohol abuse. They really wanted to hear reminders of what they could lose, and very specific reminders. You could lose your job, you could lose your rank, your pay could be docked, you could not be eligible to be deployed during the next deployment. They wanted very specific things to be touched on. And they also, they're very embedded in their communities, whether it's their base, whether it's their friends, their fellow service members. And so there needs to be a local component. This couldn't be something that was just implemented from the Navy and coming down to them. It had to kind of reach them in a grassroots way from all directions. And they also wanted to know the connection to their job. And their health was, the health benefits wasn't really something that was really having an impact with them. And some of the messaging around Right Spirit had been focused on how healthy they could be, and they were more concerned, honestly, about other consequences of drinking, which was helpful for us in informing the campaign. One of the tenets of this campaign that you'll see as I get more into it is the use of online interventions. So at the time we did the research, there really wasn't a lot out there around online interventions for this type of behavior, and especially with this group. But through our research, we found that while the average public health campaign can be expected to impact roughly 5% of the target population, online interventions could reach double that typically. And, you know, with limitations that I'm sure we're all aware of with funding and timing, it is a more cost-effective way to reach people, especially this group, which is very connected online. So one of the things that we developed, it's a mobile app available for download on iTunes or Google Play. It's called Peer Pressure. So we kind of took the Navy sailor concept and made a clever little title, which actually our interns came up with all within that target audience. So peer pressure is using the concept of gamification. So its goal is to educate the sailors around what the consequences of drinking could be, but in a way that also incorporates elements that would keep them engaged and make it very personal to them. So at the beginning of the game, you get to pick a character, you know, what color hair they have, the gender, so forth. And then you go through a life, with a day in the life of that character. So you have to make a series of decisions. Throughout the day, you go to work, and that is the game that you'll see in the lower left with the cranes. It's actually based on a concept of a game that is very popular, apparently. I had never heard of it. But everybody that we spoke with within that group was, oh, yeah, I know how to do this, and they just immediately can move the cranes and do it. So it definitely resonates with that audience. Then you go to a bar, and you play shuffle puck, and you make decisions while you're there. Do you want to buy a beer? And you get a series of questions throughout. Do you even want to go out? Do you want to go home? And as you continue throughout the day and subsequent days, the work gets harder if you drank a lot the night before. The shuffle puck gets harder, and there's different consequences that you face. And at the end, you can get promoted, you can get demoted. It continues to show you the consequences as you play. And there's also a series of tools incorporated in the game. And we felt it was important to provide that educational aspect as well. So there, we include a blood alcohol content calculator, so you can look at how many drinks you would have and be legally drunk or not able to drive. There's tips on safe drinking. There's a safe ride home component, so you can actually link to a taxi and local programs to help you get home safely if you need it. So that was an important component to the game as well. This is just a little bit more around the concepts of the game that we developed. We really wanted to focus on the persuasive ingredients that would reach this audience. We wanted to provide something, and this is based on our research, that really let them be a part of it as opposed to telling them what to do. So not don't drink, which was kind of the essence of previous campaigns, to drink responsibly. And here you can experience what that's like if you do or don't drink responsibly and using a medium that they're all very familiar with and are engaged on. So we've had great response from this mobile application so far, and we continue to kind of hone it and make little tweaks throughout time and try to keep it up to date in a way that is dynamic and engaging for the sailors rather than just a static experience. Some other outreach activities that were part of this campaign are a series of video public service announcements. So we've done some different types of videos. We've done some testimonials of service members who have had an alcohol-related offense and talking about the consequences that they've experienced. We've done some just general educational PSAs, and we've had them broadcast at Navy bases and at points of purchase for alcohol, because we found that location was actually a great place to reach the sailors as they're actually purchasing the alcohol or about to engage in the behavior, as opposed to telling them the day before, and then by the time they get to the liquor store, it's out of sight, out of mind. So we might like to make it in sight. We've also conducted a series of trainings around safety and awareness. We have a whole group of partners within the military and outside the military who we have engaged in this campaign, and we've hosted some virtual summits with them. And as I mentioned before, this really has been a grassroots effort. So we provided an implementation guide and an event-in-the-box toolkit that we give to the bases and that they can actually use to implement the campaign at their location. While we do provide some hands-on support as needed at select bases, but it really is something that they can kind of take and has all the tools, all the materials, and they can implement and then report back on the impact that it's had. So it's been, the structure of the Navy has made this part much easier than it would be outside of the military setting, because we have these bases that already exist and these programs in place, and they kind of have to do it if they're told to do it. So in that case, it's been a great way to enforce the grassroots implementation. So just a quick look at our evaluation metrics. So after the campaign had been launched for about 6 months, there was a summer focus during the summer months of 2013 on measuring the alcohol incidence. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, the Navy conducted an analysis of how many alcohol incidents there were, and there was a 51% decrease from the previous year during that time frame. So this was great news. We were thrilled about this. I would love to say the campaign is wholly to credit, but I think we all know that an educational campaign is not realistic to say that it would cause 51% of a decrease, but I think it's a great example of how the educational campaign combined with some policy and other factors can do this. So the other two things that happened during this time frame was the bases decreased the hours of which alcohol could be purchased on base. So it was, just an earlier time that they stopped serving. And they increased the number of the breathalyzer tests that were taking place when you enter the base. So that was obviously a big deterrent, because if you try to get on base and you're going to have a breathalyzer, it's more motivating for the service members to either not drink or identify another way to get home. Those three things really, I think, drove that decrease. And we've continued to conduct some other evaluation that I'll mention on the next slide. In terms of metrics for our different components, you'll see that we've had a lot of engagement. We've been able to measure everything from who visits the website to who downloads the mobile app, how many sessions they engage in on the mobile app. There's a lot of great tools that we've been able to use to really drill down in the evaluation and identify what's working and what the service members are engaging with. And we've been conducting a survey. So it's an annual survey that we conducted one before we started the campaign, and then every year we conduct it to look at changes that have taken place. So the latest results after last year. So this year's survey results are still being tabulated. But we found that there was an increase in the awareness of responsible drinking and of the efforts being made to promote responsible drinking among the Navy. So 95% of respondents had heard of the campaign, which we thought was great. Had heard of the alcohol abuse prevention messaging, and then 76% could specifically attribute that to the campaign. So awareness is really our first goal in implementing this, so we were really happy that that amount of service members had heard of us. In addition, they really heard the leadership messaging, which we thought was important. So 54% saw that as a focus, the responsible drinking message, as opposed to the previous messaging, which was don't drink at all. So that shift coming from the top down and really resonating with them was a really important factor that, especially in the first year of the campaign, we really wanted to focus on. We also found that a third of respondents were motivated to perform the desired action. So we were hitting the awareness, we were hitting the messaging, and then we also were actually seeing some changes in behavior. And that number, we're hoping, will continue to increase as the campaign continues to evolve and we implement some new and different components along the way. Also, 80% said they thought it was effective, either very effective or effective. So we're also very hopeful that that number will continue to grow as we continue our implementation. So I just wanted to thank our client, who is the Navy Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention Office. They've been wonderful. It's really been a partnership with them to implement and develop this campaign. We're really looking forward to continuing this next year. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach to myself or to Christina Cook. Thank you.